From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Belt, in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pip was flying back from the creek when the strange sound first drifted over the tall grass. It did not chirp like a cricket or rustle like the dry autumn wind. Instead, a wide, warm wave of sound vibrated right through his small wing feathers. It was a massive, golden note that seemed to shake the pollen from the wildflowers. He followed the noise toward the old oak bench near the edge of the meadow. The late afternoon sun was sinking low, casting long, honey-colored shadows across the clover. On the wooden bench sat a very large, very green frog with bright golden eyes. Her chest was broad, and her throat was puffed out like a yellow balloon.
La!
She sang, her mouth opened incredibly wide as the single note rolled across the open field. It seemed to hang in the warm evening air like a golden bubble before she stopped to take a deep breath.
Strengths, she muttered, but her voice caught instantly as she tried to stretch the difficult sound out.
The note stumbled, tangled in her throat, and died with a dry, rattling croak that made her frown. Pip landed softly on the backrest of the bench, tilting his head to watch her throat deflate.
Some words ring out of you, Pip said, and some words trip you up.
The frog turned her massive head and grinned, her throat bubbling with amusement.
That is the whole secret, little sparrow, she said in a deep, pleasant boom. My name is Belt, and I decide which words are good to sing, not just to read.
She sat up a bit straighter, her webbed toes gripping the warm wood.
Open vowels ring, she explained, letting a long, smooth O roll out of her mouth. But tight consonants on a long note strangle it.
Pip hopped a little closer, his sharp claws scratching softly on the dry wood of the bench.
So a word can look perfect on paper, but fail in the air?
Exactly, Belt said, nodding her heady head as she looked down at him. A writer might find a beautiful word in a book, but singing is a completely different thing. She decided to show him what she meant, taking a deep breath that expanded her sides like bellows. She began to sing a lovely rising melody, but at the highest point, she placed the word twelfths. The note collapsed instantly as her tongue and teeth clashed, creating a dry, clicking hiss.
You see? Belt asked, laughing at her own tangled tongue. Now try it yourself, little bird, and see how your throat handles it.
Pip cleared his throat and tried to sing the word twelfths on a high chirp. His tiny beak clamped shut on the heavy consonants, and the sound died before it could start.
It feels like a knot in my throat, Pip said, surprised by the sudden block.
Exactly, Belt said, her eyes shining as she nodded. Now try singing the word day on that same high note and see.
Pip opened his beak and let out a bright, clear day that bloomed instantly.
The sound rang wide and golden across the grass, bouncing off the distant trees. Pip felt the deep vibration rattle right through his tiny chest.
The meaning of the word does not matter to the throat, Pip realized. Only the shape of the sound matters when you are singing.
Yes, Belt boomed, her yellow throat swelling happily because singers love writers who understand this.
Put the open vowels where the voice needs to climb and save the tight words for quick notes.
Pip thought about the young animals who gathered by the creek every Tuesday afternoon. They loved to write poetry, but their songs often sounded stiff and awkward when sung aloud.
I teach a songwriting circle, Pip said, looking up at her with bright eyes. The kids write beautiful lyrics, but they are almost impossible to sing because of the tight words.
He leaned forward, asking, "Would you come teach them how to write for the voice?" Belt let out a happy croak that made the entire wooden bench vibrate beneath them.
"Oh, I would love that," she said, her voice booming with excitement.
"We will teach them how to make their songs ring out."
The next Tuesday, the shadow of the old oak tree stretched long across the grass. Five young students sat in a quiet circle around Pip and Belt, waiting for the lesson. A young squirrel named Pippet was trying to sing a song about the autumn harvest. He held a piece of birch bark with his lyrics scratched carefully onto the surface. "Sing it out loud," Belt instructed, her large eyes shining with encouragement as she spoke. "Do not just read the words with your eyes, but let your throat feel them." Pippet took a deep breath and began to sing in a sweet, clear voice. But as he reached the main chorus, he hit a sudden snag. He tried to hold the word crisp on a high, sustained note. His mouth clamped shut on the tight consonants, and the music stopped with a squeak. "I ran out of air," Pippet whispered, looking down at his paws in embarrassment.
"You did not run out of air," Belt said gently, hopping closer to him. "The word closed your door, and you cannot sing through a closed door."
She looked at his lyric sheet and asked, "What is the feeling of autumn here?"
"It is wide and cold," Pippet said, his tail twitching slightly.
"Try the word cold instead of crisp, so the sound can carry the tune."
Pippet tried again, and when he reached the high note, he sang, "Cooled." The note floated gracefully over the grass, and the other students clapped their paws. Pippet beamed, his tail fluffing up with pride at the beautiful sound. Next, a small field mouse named Clover stepped forward with a song about her grandmother. She wanted to sing about the cozy kitchen, but her lyric had a very difficult spot. "In the midst of the warm kitchen, we bake," she read from her leaf. "Sing the line for us, Clover," Pip said gently, encouraging her to try. Clover began to sing in a soft, high voice, but she quickly hit a wall on the high note. When she reached the word midst, her teeth clicked together on the heavy consonants. She tried again, but the note was choked and died in her throat. "That is a very tight word for a long note," Belt observed calmly. "Your tongue has to do too much work to make all those sounds connect. What if we change the word to make it much easier for your voice?"
"We could say heart instead of midst," Clover suggested after a moment of thought.
"Let us try that instead," Belt said, nodding her large head. Clover sang the new line, and the word heart opened up beautifully in the warm air. The vowel sound rang clear, and Clover smiled as her long whiskers twitched with excitement. "It feels so much easier to sing," she said, looking up at them.
"Exactly," Belt said, her voice booming happily across the quiet clearing. "A lyric isn't finished until you've sung it out loud." She sat up, letting her throat settle. "On paper, all words look the same, but in the mouth, some soar and some strangle." As the sun dipped below the hills, the students waved goodbye and scurried home. The meadow grew quiet, painted in soft shades of purple and deep evening blue. Belt sat quietly beside Pip, humming a low, easy note that vibrated in the dark. Her throat rose and fell in a slow, steady rhythm as she rested. For a long time, Belt had felt deeply out of place among the other meadow creatures. She remembered a painful spring when she had tried to sing with the delicate goldfinches. They had told her that her booming voice was too loud and far too rough. She had felt deeply embarrassed by her big, puffed-out throat and booming notes. She had wondered if she was simply too noisy and unrefined for this peaceful place. But listening to the echo of her own hum, she realized something new tonight. "My bigness isn't unrefined," she whispered to the quiet meadow. "It's generous." It was a gift that she could share with the entire meadow community. Her large throat allowed her to understand the physical weight of every single sound. She knew exactly how to make a song feel completely effortless and beautiful. By sharing that knowledge,
she helped the smaller, quieter creatures find their own musical strength. A deep feeling of peace filled her chest as the night air grew cold. She did not need to sing sweet, tiny songs like the wild goldfinches did. She just needed to keep her throat open and let the music roll out. She let out one last golden note that floated far into the cool dark. It was a beautiful, open sound that filled the entire night with incredible warmth.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to BELT. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.